Welcome back to another episode of Illuminating Information, the podcast where we shine a light on the cutting-edge ideas shaping the way we work and innovate. Today, we're talking about context engineering. The quality of an AI-generated answer depends heavily on the information the system receives before the language model begins its work. Joining me today is Gerald Martinetz, head of sales at Mindbreeze. Together, we'll discuss what context engineering involves, how it improves enterprise AI, and what organizations can do to provide their AI systems with better information. Now, let's get started. Hi, Gerald. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Brittany.
Before we begin talking about context engineering, can you tell us a little bit about your role at Mindbreeze and how you work with organizations adopting enterprise AI?
Absolutely. I'm the head of sales. I'm working with organizations to understand their information landscape, the business process they want to improve, and the outcomes they expect from enterprise AI. Much of the work involves connecting people, data, and systems. We look at where enterprise knowledge is stored, how it can be accessed securely, and how Mindbreeze can bring that knowledge into everyday workflows. The goal is to move from a promising AI use case to something employees can actually use, whether that means receiving a trusted answer, finding an expert, completing a task, or supporting a larger business process.
Thank you. That was a great overview. Context engineering has become a major topic in AI. How would you explain it to someone hearing the term for the first time?
Yeah, that's a good question. So context engineering is essentially the discipline of preparing the right information before an AI model generates an answer. In an enterprise, context can include documents, structured business data, metadata, relationships, previous interactions, user permissions, and of course, the intent behind the request. It can also include information returned by tools or other systems while an agent is working. The objective is to provide the right information at the right time. The model should receive a small set of highly relevant, pre-verified facts instead of all the noise surrounding the topics.
Mm-hmm. And why does the quality of the context have such a strong influence on an AI-generated answer?
Yeah, that's important to understand that a large language model can only work with the information they are given during inference, which means that if that information is outdated or duplicated or incomplete or simply irrelevant, the quality of the answer naturally suffers. Even more importantly, AI doesn't automatically understand the business context behind the question. Without of that context, it may produce answers that sounds convincing, but don't actually fit the organization's data, process, or policies. That's why context quality is so critical. When the AI receives relevant, current, and well-structured information, it has much stronger foundation to generate responses that are accurate, trustworthy, and genuinely useful for the user.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, how does Mindbreeze support context engineering for enterprise AI?
Yeah, I mean, context engineering is built into Mindbreeze Inspire, prepares enterprise knowledge before any information reaches the language model. The process starts by connecting information from enterprise data sources. Mindbreeze then applies a semantic pipeline, the relevancy model, the retrieval augmented generation, so the RAG, and fact extraction to analyze the information and identify the most relevant context for the user's request. The retrieval process can combine classical search with vector-based semantical retrieval, similarity search, filters, and relevance tuning. Knowledge graphs also helps reveal relationships between, for example, people, documents, systems, and topics across the organization like project, problems, tickets, cases, and so on. Security is part of that process. Every service call performed by an agent is made with the permissions of the user on whose behalf the request is being completed. Depending on the requirements of the source, authorization can use early binding, late binding, or early binding with live reauthorization. And that's important. Yeah. The selected information is then provided to the language model as a focused, permission-aware context. This creates a factual foundation for trusted AI answers and gives AI agents the knowledge they need to reason and act. This relevance-first approach also helps organizations gain more control over token consumptions. That's key and important, more and more, and therefore also costs. Instead of sending complete documents, large result sets, or irrelevant content to the model, Mindbase provides a small set of highly relevant pre-verified facts and passages. Token consumption can still be difficult to forecast because it depends on the model, the number of complexity of requests, the context provided, and the length of a generated response. Providing focused context, however, can lower unnecessary token usage, improve the response times, support higher accuracy, and make enterprise AI easier to scale in the organization.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least, we always like to end it with the guest kind of summarizing and saying what they think the main takeaway is. So what is the main takeaway you would want listeners to remember about context engineering?
So I would say that the key message is that AI quality is determined long before the model generates its first word. Yeah, that's key. Second thing is the semantic pipeline, relevancy model, RAG, fact extraction, and permission checks always influence the information the model or agent receives. When those components work together, AI can produce answers that are more accurate, traceable, and grounded in trusted enterprise data. So that means context engineering also needs continuous evaluation. With Mindbase, organizations can trace agent execution, review service calls and data access, collect user feedback, and evaluate measures such as faithfulness, factual correctness, and relevance. That creates the foundation for enterprise AI that can move beyond simple assistance and support governed, goal-oriented execution across business processes.
Very well said. And I just want to thank you again for coming on this podcast and explaining context engineering. It's really a trending topic right now. So I think enterprises would be very interested in this topic.
I'm sure that's something everybody is discussing at the moment. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Illuminating Information. Be sure to subscribe to Illuminating Information on your favorite podcast platform. If you have a question, a topic you would like us to cover, or know someone who would make a great guest on this podcast, reach out to us on our website and let us know. Stay innovative, stay informed, and as always, keep illuminating information.